Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? Authorities in Bad Axe responded to a reported attempt vehicle theft Thursday afternoon. Central Dispatch received a call just after 3 p.m. from a resident who said two individuals were on his property trying to take his car. Dispatch later advised that the caller had gone inside and was waiting safely for officers to arrive. Police reached the scene within minutes and reported the situation was under control. One woman was taken into custody. No additional details have been released. And residents in Huron County have the opportunity to safely dispose of hazardous household materials later this month. County officials are organizing a household hazardous waste collection event set for Wednesday, May 27th. Participation is limited to county residents and advance registration is required. Those interested must sign up by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, May 26th, by contacting the Michigan State University Extension Office serving Huron County. The exact drop-off location will only be shared with registered participants. Items accepted during the collection include automotive fluids, batteries, oil-based paints, paint thinners, household cleaners, smoke detectors, and weed control products. However, certain materials will not be accepted, including latex paint, which can be dried and disposed of with regular trash, along with tires, yard waste, explosives, ammunition, and commercial or industrial waste. The program is funded by the Huron County Board of Commissioners and is intended to reduce the amount of hazardous materials entering local landfills and waterways. Officials say proper disposal helps prevent environmental damage and protects public health. For registration or a full list of accepted and prohibited items, residents can contact the Huron County MSU Extension Office during regular weekday business hours. When we come back from this Schur Family Pharmacy sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Schur Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-through in our new Caseville location. Now located under the same roof as Schur Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store, Schur Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-through. Need something on the weekend? Schur Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebring on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elkton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Schur Family Pharmacy have you covered, with four locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring. Schur Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in Washington, bipartisan legislation aimed at strengthening the nation's pipeline system has cleared the U.S. Senate. The measure, backed by Michigan Senator Gary Peters, would renew the boost funding for federal pipeline safety programs over the next 5 years. Those programs, run by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, support inspection and enforcement efforts, including oversight of more than 100,000 miles of pipeline across Michigan. The bill also adds new requirements for pipeline operators to guard against cyber threats following recent high-profile attacks on energy infrastructure. A key provision championed by Peters would establish a national research hub focused on detecting hazardous liquid pipeline leaks. The proposed Center of Excellence would be located in the Great Lakes region and work to improve early detection technology and emergency response capabilities. Leaders at Michigan Technological University say the center could bring together governmental, industrial, and academia to advance safety research nationwide. The legislation was introduced with support from senators in both parties and now moves forward for further consideration before it can become law. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?